You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Agri Tuesday. It is not the turn of property Tuesday. And this week, we are taking a look at the agricultural space and the demand that we might be seeing come through from that space in the weeks and months to come. There's certainly a sense of optimism around the state of the fruit and export markets that we know and love in South Africa. And we're taking a look at just how the fruit industry could be poised to have a really good 2025. I'm joined on the line by the procurement manager at True Cape, Carla du Toit, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Carla. Thanks so much for taking the time. You seem to be exceptionally bullish on the fruit industry at the moment. What has you so excited?
Jimmy, there's so many things that's really turning South Africa's way. We just come off a very, very good 2024 season. And I think the fact that we could open up as an industry, we could open up a whole range of new markets. It was our highest volume ever into markets like India. In Vietnam, we were very strong. China is growing. So there's just so many new opportunities for us.
Carla, I want to look at the state of the agri space in South Africa. Obviously, agriculture is such a big contributor towards things like GDP and job creation and towards the communities that the fruit industry, for example, services. But just take me through just how much more value this space can add towards everything that is around it and everything that is in the country.
Well, I think... Actually, I know that agriculture is one of the industries that have a massive potential for job creation. You know, in this country, we really need two things. We need economic growth and we need employment. And agriculture have that ability. So it's always good to see growth in the agricultural sector because we know that it comes with economic development. And normally in an area where there's good agriculture activity, there's good infrastructure, there's good roads, there's industries, secondary industries that that work with the product. So agricultural development for any area is always is coming with a lot of other positives as well. Job creation, infrastructure creation, and I would say stability in the specifically in regarding employment, because we need more and more people to harvest, we need more and more people to pack. And the fruit industry is an example of that. There's definitely massive scope for growth. And as an industry, we would like to be part of the solutions of this country and create opportunities for growth and employment.
Carla, when we look at those growth opportunities going into, say, 2025 and beyond, what do those kind of opportunities look like? Are we seeing some other offshore markets showing an increase in demand for our fruits? I mean, I know that we export quite a bit of our citrus into the likes of Europe, but are we seeing just in general that the world is saying we want more of South African fruits?
No, definitely. Since COVID, since 2020, there have been some major shifts in shipping costs and shipping routes. And I would say the whole global situation have changed for fresh fruit exports. And fortunately for us, South Africa have been one of the winners. We are very close to Europe, as you know. By ship, it's between 14 and I would say 21 days, depending on where the ship stops and depending on a specific route. But it's quite close by. So it's easy for Europe to do business with us. But the Far East and the Middle East have also become very important for us. You know, a few years ago, Chile was the biggest exporter of fresh fruit to those markets. But their shipping situation have changed drastically. Their costs have gone up and they cannot use the same routes because of global political aspects. So it played into our hand. But I think what also have helped us is the development of new varieties. And South Africa is known for a very good eating quality. We as you know, we have a lot of sunshine and normally our fruit eats very, very well. It's preferred by more and more people across the globe. New Zealand have also been a very good exporter of good quality and big volumes, but the distance from the market is really becoming a problem for them. And the availability of labor is also a big issue in a country like New Zealand. So there's a lot of other around us that plays into our hand and actually help us to become more and more competitive. And that's very good news to South African agriculture in general.
Carla, how do these smaller guys in the space benefit? I mean, South Africa's got such a vast agricultural playing field, and there are much bigger producers like TrueCape, but there's also a lot smaller farmers and growers around. How do we leverage off of this unique demand and this interest that's currently being shown towards South African fruits, and how do we benefit the smaller players and the smaller industries?
Well, even within the bigger TrueCape family, we got a lot of smaller growers. I think the secret here is to work together as one team. And sometimes you have one small grower with one specific variety, and we just put that together with other growers and to offer our customers a wider range of varieties and fruit types. So for us, TrueCape is quite a big business today, and it have grown significantly over the past few years. But I think the reason for that is good teamwork, and there's definitely a sense of unity and working together. So for us as a business, it doesn't really depend if a grower is big or small. We need them all, and they complement one another. And some of our smaller growers, they are specialists in a specific field or specialists in a specific variety. And they bring a lot to the table in the sense that they form part of a bigger offer to our global customers. So we are very excited about new growers, a new entrants into our industry. And some of them are very small. They start on a very small basis, but they definitely contribute a lot, and they bring a lot of value to the broader industry.
What about the other challenges that the industry has faced over the last couple of years and months? I think about logistics challenges as an example. We know for a fact that not all growers and not all producers are near ports and able to get their produce towards ports. And so you rely on a very, very strong logistics channel and infrastructure system to be able to get things to where they need to go. How are we seeing that shape up? Are we seeing a better logistical infrastructure set up from the likes of Transnet and other logistics providers?
Jimmy, there is improvement, definitely. I think there's new energy, there's new people involved. We've been through a very, very tough time. I mean, 2022, 2023 seasons were really massive. They were massive challenges. Some ships were waiting so long in some of our ports that they, in the end, they decided to simply just to leave. And I think most of us know the ratings of port performance across the globe, and it's still not looking good for South Africa. So yeah, we needed new energy, and I think that's there. There's new people that's been appointed who have a fresh approach. But it takes time, you know, it takes time to get that mindset right. And we actually need a mindset of that infrastructure development is good for everyone in the economy, not only the growers, it's good for everyone. If there's growth and new opportunities, everyone will benefit. So, we've been through a tough time. But I think also, obviously, load shedding made our lives very hard for quite a long time. But South Africans in general have always, they have this tendency to make new plans and to find a way. And I think that have been the motto of our fruit industry. We just had to find new ways. And we even trucked fruit up to places like Walvis Bay, Namibia, and even to Maputo, just to make sure that we can load the ships. That's obviously it's not ideal, because it comes along with a lot of added cost, and we don't want that. So in short, there's a new energy to rectify these problems. But if you have growth into your infrastructure, you must look after your roads, you must look after your ports, and you must make sure they're highly capable and efficient. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case. When the real opportunities opened up for us in towards 22 and 23, we were simply not ready, and our ports were not ready. But I want to give credit to everyone who's working. There's a lot of industry people. There's a lot of Transnet people who's working around the clock to make sure that there's improvement. And as a grower and as an export company, we can see there's improvement. But we have to accept that it will take some time to really get to the point where we want to be. But it must be it must be a team effort. Everyone must work towards finding new ways of making everything just more efficient. But you cannot be effective in exports if you don't have ports that function properly and are highly effective. It just cannot work.
The power of collaboration has never been more important than it is now if we are to get these industries back online and to see the most benefit that we can for South Africa. Thank you so much, Kala, for those insights. We'll leave it at that. That's Kala du Toit, who is the procurement manager at TrueCape, on the state of the fruit industry in South Africa and how it ranks up against some of the other industries around the world.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.